Thank you for joining me for this Tom Talk. I'm Tom Hoban, CEO of the Coast Group of Companies, property management, sales, and investment group out of the Pacific Northwest, and excited to be able to deliver this talk today on what is probably the hottest topic in the marketplace today is what does this government shutdown mean for us? Now, I did a talk on this about a week ago when the shutdown was first announced, but people have really reacted to that, and since it's on our minds, I thought I'd do a bit of a deeper dive on it and help give some perspective to what's really happening here. So let me share with you what I'm calling in this talk, why red states get redder and blue states get bluer, and come to this with a bit of a real estate lens that I think might be useful for you. So, you know, there's a guy named Bill Bishop who wrote a book called The Big Sort, and it's about 4 or 5 years old. But in that book, Bishop assembles demographic data over the past couple decades to prove that Americans have been sorting themselves into really alarmingly homogenous communities where even adjacent neighborhoods will have often very severely contrasting political views. Of course, the information age is what created this. Now we can connect. We know everything about each other for the most part. Between Facebook and other means, we can literally choose the neighborhood, the church, the news show that's compatible with our lifestyles and beliefs. We've been able to now sort the world and filter all of this information to fit our profile and what we are. In fact, people who market goods and services now are reaching into you and me to figure out what our existing buying and click-through patterns are, what kind of magazines we receive at the house, what kind of cars we drive, the average income in the neighborhood we live in, all these sorts of things to determine what our probable, highly probable purchasing profile would be, and then they don't waste their time selling goods and services to us that we might not want. So this has really flipped the world around because of our connectivity. It's a sort of a political science thesis from Bishop's book, but we can see the links to real estate. They're compelling, really. And then we can kind of use that same marketing approach that big businesses are using today to figure out what to sell to you and me, what banner ads pop up on my webpage, and what I receive in the mail if they want to augment their sales processes that way. So think about it. So I'm considering moving. I'm looking at places to go. I want to be around people that I'm comfortable with. Now people might say, well, that doesn't sound like me. I'm not judgmental about the people. Well, the fact is, when we really look at the data, even beyond Bishop's book, that people choose to be in the company of people that they can trust. That's what happens when you buy a house. At the end of the day, for the most part, you want to, if you have a choice. Now, sometimes we're in stations in life where we don't. We just have to be close to the train station, close to the bus station, close enough to the freeway and the park and ride that we can walk or drive a short distance or bum a ride with our roommate and then head on down to work and back. And certainly, we've all been in that spot in the early parts of our lives and careers. But when you have a choice, generally you'll look for places where there are people like you in that neighborhood. So how does this affect us? Well, in sort of this political science world, it creates an environment where agreement becomes difficult because you are creating environments effectively where people of like mind exist. And very often that translates over to politics. So you could have a very blue and left-leaning neighborhood, literally bumping up right next to a very red and sort of right-leaning neighborhood, and the two become more that way as people start to see that. Think about the examples of the neighborhoods in the community where you live and how certain ends of town or certain ends of the urban areas that you live in have reputations. Well, those reputations are going to keep building and be more intensified. So it's interesting, too, as states begin to develop reputations and visibility by people into whom they are, the business culture is driving to them. So California would be viewed as a very sort of difficult state to do business in if you were to poll most, manufacturers and sort of, non-technology type industries, where Texas has very favorable tax treatment, a political environment that's inviting to them and would be very attractive. South Carolina, some of the other southern states. And so we're seeing an exodus of businesses from California to Texas, not just on those tangible things, but now reputation is building and they're able to leverage that. And so what's going to happen? We're going to get redder in Texas and theoretically bluer in California, at least in regards to the business-friendly climate. And I'm not judging those. I'm just saying, that's just probably the direction those go as people learn more about other places that they didn't know before. So what does that mean for real estate? Well, we have to now start thinking about how our apartment buildings, when we designed them in years past, we would often not make a lot of judgment about that. We would need, half the building would be two bedrooms and some of those would be two twos and some would be two ones. And then, maybe a quarter of it would be three bedrooms and another quarter would be ones. Well, as we look at the direction that a neighborhood might be going in this technology-driven era, that very well may change the nature and shape of what we build. We may have to change our unit mixes, the features that we offer for a mostly single adult environment, very different, particularly if you're in a technology-friendly city like a Seattle or in Austin, Texas, or the Bay Area in Boston, these kinds of places. Would be a different proposition than if you're building an apartment building with similar sort of geographic issues around it in terms of access and all that in Omaha or Kansas City or Oklahoma City, for example. So very different effect from this technology-driven, sort of political science-oriented view of the world now laying upon real estate and causing us to ask some questions about what is it that our customers want, and then how do I design product, and then of course for those of us in the property management business, then how do we fashion the management services to fit what that customer base wants in a world where, as Bishop says, people are becoming ever more redder and ever more bluer in each of the neighborhoods in which we dwell over time. Well, that ends this Tom Talk. Thank you for joining me. We'll look forward to doing more.